human rights are front and centre of the news coming from the United States today. As the children in border detention continues to divide and escalate, President Trump has announced that the US is withdrawing from the United Nations Human Rights Council. Christopher Tidy is the US spokesperson for UNICEF, the New York-based United Nations program providing humanitarian assistance to children and mothers in developing countries. Christopher, is the US withdrawal from the UNHRC surprising?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, certainly it's disappointing, and we hope that, you know, given that the United States has a long and demonstrated track record of being a champion for human rights and for children's rights, that perhaps at some point they'll reconsider that move.
Ambassador Nikki Haley has called it an organization that is not worthy of its name, and complained that the US had given the council every opportunity after opportunity to make changes. Specifically, they're concerned about its so-called chronic bias against Israel. Does it have a chronic bias against Israel?
That's not something that I've seen. I think that the Human Rights Council has a demonstrated track record of trying to be a collaborative institution that's bringing member states together for the betterment of human rights and to try and uphold the universality of human rights. I'm not aware of that bias.
They've also complained, this is the United States, in citing why they've withdrawn, the fact that countries including China, Cuba, Venezuela, the Democratic Republic of Congo are members and they're accused of human rights abuses. Is that a contradiction? Is that part of the problem?
Well, if you look at it holistically, I think that, you know, people from different places can criticize governments and regimes all over the world, but I don't think that that should come at the expense of excluding different countries from participating. The more we bring people together to have dialogue around human rights, I think that the better off we'll be.
Are you worried that concerns for human rights in the United States are slipping? I mean, do Americans care less about human rights now?
I think that given the public reaction here, that people are alarmed. People are very concerned for the well-being of these migrant families and children that are being separated at the border, or whether they're being separated through different migration processes that are happening once they're actually inside the U.S. People are worried about it. The rights of children, from our perspective, are paramount.
Is the children in immigration situation the biggest humanitarian crisis you've seen in the U.S. in recent times?
Certainly during my time here, I've been here for the last 2 years, and I've not seen anything quite like this before. But I think it seems apparent that it's been trending in that direction for a while now, and I think really that's because of what's going on in Central America, where a lot of these children and families are coming from. And if you look at the root causes behind a lot of this migration from that region specifically, so we're talking about Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, those root causes have been strengthening over the last few years, whether it's gang violence or endemic poverty, lack of education opportunities. Those aren't going away. What we're also seeing through this is that policies that are perhaps being implemented in terms of border security and immigration enforcement, those policies that are intended perhaps to deter people from coming, they're not really working. And that's because those root causes are not going away.
The Republicans are beginning to back away from the president's stance on children and immigration. What's brought this about? Because we're seeing really a political splintering here.
I would imagine that it's ultimately because of the tremendous awareness that has really been raised, even if you just look over the last few days or the last week. Public consciousness around this issue has really just grown exponentially. And I think that's come about as a result of a lot of really excellent reporting on the ground where, you know, they're really recognizing that this is a children's crisis. And that's not a political issue. Children's rights should not be a partisan issue. It's what's in the best interest of any given child. And that's something that everybody should come together to support, regardless of your political affiliation.
Are you concerned about the language being used in this immigration debate by the president and other high-profile Americans?
I think at times it has been concerning, and you know, our position was and remains that a child is a child regardless of their migration status. It doesn't matter if they're a refugee. It doesn't matter if they're a migrant. It doesn't matter if they're internally displaced. What matters is that they are a child, and as a child they have inalienable rights which must be upheld.
Many thanks for your time.
Thanks very much for having me.
That's Christopher Tidy. He's a UNICEF spokesperson in New York.